Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms likely today, staying cloudy with our high nearing 72. These showers will continue overnight tonight with our low around 63. Some showers possible throughout Tuesday, staying cloudy with our high nearing 80, and more showers possible Tuesday night with our low around 66. And more showers continue early on Wednesday, then partly sunny with our high nearing 83. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 64 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. According to Sheriff Tim Morse, a man was arrested Friday night on drug and weapons charges following a traffic stop. A Jackson County Sheriff's deputy stopped a 2003 Chevy pickup truck for an alleged traffic infraction near 150th and Q4 Road shortly before 11 p.m. Deputies found contraband and arrested the driver, 39-year-old Neville Haynes Jr. of Kansas City, Missouri. Haynes Jr. was booked into the Jackson County Jail for possession of cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and criminal use of a weapon. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office is asking for help locating the owner of an abandoned boat on Sunday. The boat was left in the 1300 block of Road V in Lyon County. That's according to a Facebook post by the Lyon County Sheriff's Office. If you have information about who the boat belongs to, you can contact the Lyon County Emergency Communications Center. People can also submit tips at Lyon County Crime Stoppers website, which is p3tips.com. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Shawnee County law enforcement authorities investigating a fatal July 16th shooting continue asking the public for help to locate a Kansas felon. Just after 9:30 p.m. on July 16th, police were dispatched to the report of a shooting in the 900 block of Southwest 8th Street in Topeka. That's according to Police Lieutenant Ronnie.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. An Indiana man is in jail in Buffalo County after deputies discovered narcotics in his vehicle during a traffic stop. According to Kearney Police, officers conducted a traffic stop on a speeding 2021 Kia Forte near mile marker 277 on I-80. Officers made contact with the driver and lone occupant of the vehicle, Benjamin Rodway, 52, of Jefferson, Indiana. A canine unit was dispatched and officers searched the vehicle and located approximately 10.5 pounds of marijuana and a small amount of LSD inside the vehicle. Rodway was arrested and jailed at the Buffalo County Jail. According to the North Platte Police Department, on July 22nd, 21-year-old Dylan Landa was arrested in front of a local North Platte restaurant at around 11:25 p.m. after eluding law enforcement for over 16 hours. Landa is accused of shoplifting from the I-80 Flying J truck stop at around 7 a.m. on Friday. Landa is in custody at the Lincoln County Detention Center. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week reviewed a draft copy of the 2021 audit and a draft budget for 2023 with a proposed mill levy of 45.864 mils, which is 1.207 mils lower than the previous year, but 1.304 mils exceeding the proposed revenue neutral rate. A motion was approved unanimously to enter into one-year lease agreement with Landall Family Rental for the temporary location of the health department at 1500 Center in Marysville at the rate of $2,500 a month. Washington County Commissioners at their last meeting approved the five-year solid waste management plan. After discussion, which included rate increases for disposal, the recycling program, and proposed improvements. More space for construction and demolition material is needed. A recommendation to increase pay for election workers to $15 per hour was approved. Nemahal County Commissioners heard a number of budget requests at their last meeting and signed an appointment letter as presented, appointing Mark Haug as Center Township Trustee. The Pawnee County Fair gets underway this week with 4-H and open class check-in Tuesday from 11 until 12:30 at the Community Center. Judging begins Tuesday afternoon, continuing Wednesday, as the fair in Pawnee City runs through Saturday. A federal grand jury in Topeka returned an indictment charging a Kansas man with one count of criminal conversion, one count of forgery of U.S. obligations or securities, and one count of a false statement to a federally insured bank. According to court documents, Blaine Shirley, age 26, of Barnes, operator of Double S Cattle Company, is accused of allegedly selling approximately 400 head of cattle valued at more than $400,000 without authorization from the Farm Service Agency. Shirley is also accused of allegedly attempting to deposit a check into his bank account issued to both him and the FSA, despite the check not being endorsed by Farm Service. A grand jury additionally indicted Shirley for allegedly failing to report his debt obligations to the Farm Service Agency while securing a bank loan. Blaine Shirley scheduled for initial court appearance July 21st in Topeka. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, goulash, garlic bread, winter blend peaches, tomorrow ham salad sandwich, baked Lay's tomato soup, and fresh fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:12.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms likely today, with our highs in the mid to upper 70s throughout Iowa, the mid 70s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 70s and upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid 70s and mid 90s throughout Missouri. More showers likely overnight tonight, with our lows in the mid 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid 60s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid 60s and upper 70s degrees throughout Missouri. Some showers possible throughout the day on Tuesday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 80s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the mid 80s and lower 100s throughout Missouri. A slight chance for some showers throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and mid 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and upper 70s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July, 91. Record high on this date, 112. The average low, 70, and the record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:46, with sunrise in the morning at 6:21. Cloudy, overcast this morning, pitter-patter of light rain showers, 66 degrees. A band of light showers, light to moderate showers, extending all the way across the northern tier of Kansas counties into southeast Nebraska. That activity will likely continue perhaps for the next couple of hours at this pace. We've only had about 0.1 of an inch studios, but sure cooled things off from last week's hot temperatures and some welcome precipitation to start our work week. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 25th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
Houston looking in postseason form. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After winning 14 straight before the All-Star break, the Mariners were in jeopardy of getting swept by the AL West leading Astros on Sunday. Leadoff man Jose Altuve wasting no time.
First pitch, and Altuve rockets one deep to left field. That sends back Winker looking up. See you later!
The call on KBME. Next batter, Jeremy Pena, went back-to-back, and the Astros never looked back, sweeping the M's 8-5. Stros, your final. Already leading the league with 36 home runs, Yankee slugger Aaron Judge came up to the dish against the Orioles in the top of the third with one on.
Pitch to Judge, and he hits one to left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It is a Judgian blast.
Judge extended his league-leading tally to 37 homers with that 456-foot bomb. Nestor Cortez pitched six solid. Yankees blanked the Orioles 6-0. In Chavez Ravine, Clayton Kershaw didn't last long, allowing four earned in 4 1/3 innings against the Giants, but his offense bailed him out.
Fly ball to deep right field, and it is one hop over the small wall. It stayed in play. Either way, Lamb is at second base. Freeman comes in to score, and the Dodgers take a 5-4 lead.
Our thanks to Dodgers Radio, AM 570. Jake Lamb broke a tie with that seventh-inning double. The Dodgers went on to win 7-4, sweeping the four-game series. Sunday night baseball had the Mets looking to avoid getting swept by San Diego. Down one zip in the bottom of the sixth, Pete Alonso came up with two runners on.
Swinging a high fly ball, well hit, left center. He's on the way, and there it goes. A three-run homer for Pete Alonso.
The call on WCBS 880. Alonso's shot got the Mets' struggling offense going. They went on to beat the Padres 8-5. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Good quality trade-ins priced right at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville include a 2010 Chevy Equinox, under $6,000, a 2005 Buick Rendezvous, a 2000 Silverado 1500 model LTZ71 pickup, priced under $5,000, and a 1995 GMC Yukon. Test drive these and more today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A deal struck Friday to allow Ukraine to resume shipping grain through its primary Black Sea ports has been thrown into question after Russian missiles hit a grain silo and other infrastructure at a major port in Odessa on Saturday, that according to U.S., Ukrainian, and Turkish officials. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky did not specifically mention the grain export deal in a Saturday address, but said the missile attack destroyed calls for dialogue and agreements with Russia. He called the attack an example of Russia barbarism. The deal struck by Ukraine, Russia, Turkey, and the UN is expected to allow Ukraine to ramp up its wheat and corn exports. Ukraine has managed to resume exporting, sending grain and other ag commodities through a patchwork of ad hoc routes, but millions of tons of wheat and corn remain trapped in storage facilities at the major ports. The missile attack, a major breach of the agreement, those words from U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He said this attack casts serious doubt on the credibility of Russia's commitment to the deal and undermines the work of the UN, Turkey, and Ukraine to get critical food to world markets. He said Russia bears responsibility for deepening the global food crisis and must stop its aggression and fully implement a deal which had been agreed to. The UN said on Saturday that Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemning the missile strikes. The National Corn Growers launching a call to action, asking advocates to submit comments to the EPA in response to the agency's announcement that they are revising the registration for atrazine. The EPA says it's amending the registration of this well-studied herbicide to allow farmers to do more with less. The new level of concern for atrazine will vastly reduce the herbicide's effectiveness and hinder farmers' ability to utilize the critical tool. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, some beef producers across the Plains State say that it's better for them to be able to manage their herd with early confirmation of pregnancy, especially with the heifers and first calf females. According to many experts at the latest Cattle Chat podcast from Kansas State University's Beef Cattle Institute.
Well, one of the reasons to think about doing an earlier pregnancy check is to be able to more accurately identify when cows became pregnant, not just whether or not they became pregnant, but actually when. And the earlier in pregnancy that you are, the more there are differences, meaning that a cow that is 50 days pregnant will palpate or ultrasound very differently than a cow that's 80 days pregnant, so those 30 days. But then if I take that out farther, and a cow that's 130 days is going to be really, really similar to a cow that's 160 days.
That was veterinarian Bob Larson at Kansas State University. He goes on to talk about the benefits of being able to detect early those pregnancies for those heifers.
Knowledge or how long the pregnancy has been going on is easy to pick up early in pregnancy and basically impossible to pick up late in pregnancy. So if it's important for you to identify those cows that became pregnant early, and probably that's most important with my young cows, my heifers, and maybe first calf heifers, that's a real reason to do it early so I can identify those cows that got pregnant early. Or maybe another way to say it, identify heifers that got pregnant late or first calf heifers that got pregnant late, and they may go on the cull list because we know that there's this momentum. So basically, cows that get pregnant late tend to stay pregnant late every subsequent pregnancy. And so I want to find those heifers that get pregnant early and keep them and kind of put some selection pressure on those that even though they got pregnant late.
Finally, he adds that if cattle producers can sell ahead on their typical calling season, there are some economic advantages as well going through that season. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tuppy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Dennis Henricks from Vietra 77 Livestock. It's a Monday. Hey, a nice, great weather out there. I hope it's raining at your house. Certainly appreciate the temperature drop, and it's going to be a great day. Well, here today at 10 o'clock, we will get started on the weigh-up portion of the cow sale. A lot of cows in, certainly bulls coming in also. At 12 o'clock noon, we'll get into the hay market. Right now, we've got round mixed grass, 10 of them that weigh 1164, 8 bales of round gamma grass. Round brome is 6, that weighs 1723, excellent looking stuff. Round waterway, there's 8, that's 2021 crop. Well, on the inside there at 12:15, we will get to the cattle. And certainly good news on Wednesday, the cattle market, pretty much all of the market cattle were bought on Wednesday at 139 to 143.50 in the cash and 227 in the carcass. In the cow-calves, they're at 12:15. I should say the bred cows at 12:15. There will be 16 black bred cows. They're going to be 6 years. They're short solid. They're going to be bred Red Angus. They'll calve late September. Additional 6 black bred cows, first calf to 6-year-old. They're going to be bred Black Angus, and they will calve August, September. In the yearlings and the feeders, the party cattle, great set of calves out of Adams. They are 66 black steers. They're yearlings off grass. They're going to weigh that 875 pounds. Steve Eaton out in Nebraska City's got 10 black and red steer and heifer yearlings, 700 to 800. Kapke Farms out of Claytonia's got 9 black Angus Charcross steer and heifer yearlings. They'll weigh 750 to 850. Mike Klein out of Adams has 16 black and red steer and heifers, going to weigh 5 to 700. Sheely and Sons out of Hanover's got 6 Angus Holstein cross steer yearlings. They're going to weigh 800. Andy Schoen out of Adams got 8 red black steer and heifers weighing 6 to 800. Schuster Farms out of Pickrell's got 20 black bulls. They are going to weigh 4 to 500. And an additional 7 black heifers, they'll weigh 5 to 700. Well, smaller sale here in July, but certainly good kind of cattle. So plan on the weigh-ups at 10 o'clock here this morning, the hay at 12 noon, and walk right into the cows, the bred cows, and the feeder cattle there at 12:20. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video with Beatra77.net.
Who wouldn't want a whiter, brighter, and more sparkling home? We will share one of our favorite secret weapons on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this 2-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 25th, the 206th day of the year.
Actor Matt LeBlanc has a birthday, and Louise Brown turns 44 years old. She was the world's first test tube baby, born in 1978. For years, we've been putting to the test all kinds of household cleaning ideas, and here's one of our favorite secret weapons, denture tablets. They're made for cleaning tough stains, so why not try them on your porcelain sink or bathtub? Fill with hot water, toss in a few tablets, and after an hour, wipe as usual for a sparkling sink or tub. Denture tablets will also give you amazingly white linens and curtains. In a laundry basin, dissolve a few in hot water and soak your fabrics for an hour before washing. Just one word of caution, only use denture tablets to brighten white fabrics. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 66 under a cloudy overcast. Sure feels like a reprieve with triple-digit temps to wrap up last week. Cooler temperatures forecast this week with off and on chances for showers the next several days. Light scattered showers this morning across much of our listening area. Likely may continue another couple of hours. Radar indicates activity from upper and down North Platte down toward the Kansas-Nebraska state line, and then all the way across, sweeps across Missouri. We have about 10 hundredths in rain gauge so far this morning. Pitter-patter of light scattered showers continues.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Wichita State's alumni team, the Aftershocks, just keep on rolling in the basketball tournament. They took down Texas Tech's alumni team 70-60 Saturday night to move on to the regional finals. After a dominant opening game in which they won by 31 points, the Aftershocks look to advance to their second straight regional championship game. The Aftershocks will take on Bleed Green in the Wichita Regional Championship game tonight at 8 o'clock, right back on the court at Charles Koch Arena in hopes of making it to Dayton in back-to-back years. The game will be broadcast on ESPN2. A week where K-State legends returned to don the colors once more came to an end Saturday as K-State's alumni team fell to North Texas's Bleed Green 87-62. Although Jacob Pullen only recorded 3 made field goals on Saturday night and ended up walking away with a loss, he brought basketball excitement back to K-State fans Saturday night and gave them a weekend to remember. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Oh,
Something in your eyes makes me wanna lose myself. Makes me wanna lose myself in your arms. There's something in your voice makes my heart beat fast. Hope this feeling lasts the rest of my life. If you change